everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life Summit. We're so grateful you are here with us today to take in this amazing information from one of our incredible authors in this book, Empower Your Life. I'm Sue Erta. I get the extreme honor of interviewing all of these incredible women and hearing their stories, hearing what they've learned. They share their experiences and they share the lessons that they've learned in the process of their life because they want you to have an easier time on your journey, more ease, more grace in your life. And that's what they're here for. So I'm so grateful that you decided to be here with us today. And I'm excited to talk with Jen Silva. I really enjoyed her story in the book. It was really, just really kind of cool. It's titled Porters from Heaven. And we may or may not hear a little bit more about that from Jen today. I think we will. But I love her title that she chose for this interview, Got Guidance? Tuning into Divine Messages for the Answers You Seek. So before we get started talking with Jen, I am going to read a brief introduction of her. Jen Silva is an empowerment coach and graduate of the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. Even with the growth of gender diversity in the workplace, Jennifer believes women are still held back from advancing in their careers relative to their male counterparts. One reason for this is the core thoughts and limiting beliefs that women hold about themselves. Jen's unique approach facilitates a dramatic shift in each woman's perspective about who she is and what she can accomplish, allowing her to step into her personal power and become a more effective, dynamic leader. And Jen, I'm happy to talk with you today. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Sue. Very excited to be here today.
Great. Me too. And I do like this topic. You know, got guidance. It's like, wow, everybody wants guidance. So you're going to help us understand how we can tap into that a little bit more, I know. You know, Jen, I'm wondering, what do you think it means to receive messages from God or the universe? No small question to get started here, Jen. What do those messages from God and the universe mean?
So if you've ever wondered if there was something or something, you know, watching out for you, something guiding you in your life, well, then you're right on. However you choose to call your higher power, whether it's God or the divine or the universe, it's always here with us, always listening, always guiding us, whether we are aware of it or not. Throughout our lives, you know, we're shown in many different ways. Let's call these messages from the universe. These messages could be, for example, something that someone says to you or something that you read that confirms what you already feel deep within yourself. It could be a so-called coincidence that happens in our lives. It could even be that things just fall into place effortlessly. I love those moments in life when things just happen for us. These things can be seen as messages that we're on the right path, living our purpose, living in our truth, living authentically. And it's in those times in our lives that we feel empowered. You know, again, we're on the right path and we're living our lives authentically as we were meant to be, as we're meant to live.
Yeah. So, Jen, what is the purpose of realizing a message from the universe?
So, Sue, I feel it's comforting to know that our higher power is with us and guiding us. You know, so often life can be very difficult at times, very challenging. We can sometimes feel lost or alone. Both of my parents passed away before I reached the age of 21. So I was forced to really, you know, I was forced to grow up very, very quickly, very fast. I was basically still a child, but I had to start making some adult decisions without the guidance of my parents. And I had to, you know, throughout my life, I've had to make decisions completely on my own from a very young age. And again, some were very difficult decisions to make. I was dealing with a lot in my life at the time. My sister was sick at the time. I was going to college, and I was on my own. I was paying my own bills. It was a challenging time. And I didn't have one parent or both parents to help me. You know, a parent is our first role model, the first person or, you know, people in our lives to help us in life. If we're fortunate, you know, we learn many, many things from our parents. And so without having a parent here with me to guide me, to share their experiences, their wisdom, even their opposing opinions, right? I've often felt insecure about some decisions I've made in my life. Really, you know, I didn't have parents to bounce ideas off of or, you know, ask their opinions of. I've felt unsure of where I was going, or I felt that, you know, I took a wrong turn somewhere and I was not going in the direction that was best for me. Maybe it was, you know, a choice with a job or a relationship that I was in. So when I see or feel guidance from God, it's very comforting. I've learned to trust that these messages are direct communication, meant to guide my life. And it's a very peaceful, easy feeling. And it, you know, over the years as I practice and I have to practice trust, I have to practice being open, which we'll talk a little bit about. It's very empowering. It's a very empowering feeling deep inside knowing that that I am being guided.
Absolutely. We all want that. Like, we all want to know that we're on the right path, and to feel empowered and comforted at the same time is beautiful. So then, how would we know that we've been offered a message?
So I think it's about choosing to believe. You know, while we're never really offered rock solid proof, I do believe that it's the way we feel inside is really proof enough. If we're truly seeking an answer to something or seeking guidance and we're open to receiving that guidance, we will find it. It's our intuition that comes into play. It's our intuition that's our internal compass, let's call it. We just know, without even knowing how, we just know. We know that it's the right decision for us. We know that it's the right path for us. However, it is up to us, though, to trust the feeling deep within us and to follow it. Sonia Troquette is an expert on the subject of intuition, and she defines intuition as our inner teacher from spirit. It's like our inner wisdom that guides us every day. I speak about this in my chapter called Quarters from Heaven in the book. And while I do believe that I know within the right answer for something in my life, oftentimes it's easy to disregard it or not trust it. It's very easy not to trust. You know, the doubt comes in, the fear comes in, especially when a message is vague or I think it's just in my head. My proof, my personal proof, came when I asked for it. I asked God directly for an absolute concrete sign that what I felt, this experience that I had in my life and what I was feeling was the truth. I kind of felt a little guilty putting God on the spot, But I was so fearful at that time in my life that I needed proof. You know, so often we're told that, you know, faith has nothing to do with proof. But I kind of have a different take on it. I believe that with enough faith, that can be our proof. And when I challenged myself, because I was so full of doubt at this time in my life. I was so full of fear that I needed something. I needed something concrete, and I received it. It could not have been any more clear. You'll have to read the book to find out. You'll have to read the chapter in the book to find out what it was that I received. But it was there, and, you know, I trusted. I think what it came down to was I trusted God enough. You know, I trusted the universe that that it was going to manifest in something concrete, in something physical, and it happened. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I read your story. I know some things the listeners don't, and I love that proof showed up for you. So, you know, I know that there are people on this call right now listening, Jen, and, you know, maybe they're not used to paying attention to this type of messages from the universe or God. So how can you tell them they can start their own practice and start listening for these messages?
That's a really great question, because I think the universe guides us and shows us, but it can be very easy to miss. It'll help us tremendously by being more open to receiving. I think that's the first step, is to just be open to it. Being open means thinking of all the possibilities of guidance showing up in our lives. Messages can come in many shapes and sizes. The first step is really changing our minds from how to kind of when. It's like setting an expectation, and we can just trust that the answers will come when we seek them. And there's times in our lives where we can outright ask for it. But again, we do have to remain open, and that's practice. It does take practice. A really simple way to remain open is to practice what's called centering. Basically, centering means to allow ourselves time to get real quiet, to quiet our minds, to really ask from within and then listen for the answers. There have been many times in my life where I'm sort of just going through the motions of life or getting caught up in life, and I become kind of shut off. I get distracted with things, and I think that I'm too busy. I convince myself I'm too busy to slow down and become quiet. This is exactly where I get off track, and I've been off track enough to realize that's the warning sign. And what happens is, you know, when we get off track, I'm left feeling disconnected and out of touch with God. And I don't see the messages. I don't see signs. I don't feel the guidance and the connectedness. And this is my sure red flag that I have to slow down in order to reconnect and tune in to what the universe or, you know, my higher power is trying to tell me. A good practice, what I like to do is at night I like to spend a few minutes right before falling asleep. I try to relax my mind as much as possible, unwind from the day's activities, and really focus on my breathing. It could include some prayer, which basically prayer is just communication with God and the universe, right? So when I have something on my mind that I could use some guidance on, I'll just put a question out there for the universe. And then I just simply wait. And oftentimes I'll wake up knowing my answer. Sometimes it'll come later, you know, through some other form, but sometimes I'll just wake up with my answer. And then, you know, again, it's up to me to really trust that answer. In the morning, you know, another practice is in the morning, I try to start the day with just a few minutes of quiet meditation time. Again, relaxing my mind, focusing on my breathing, and simply allow. And when we can keep an open mind of the many possibilities of an answer coming to us, it does show up. It does show up. So it helps to practice this centering technique even a few times throughout the day, especially when we're stressed. Because again, when we're stressed, we're typically disconnected. So by centering, we are able to reconnect.
That's great. I love that practice. So Jen, you know, I know there's somebody on this call that wants to ask you this question, so I'm going to ask it for them. How can I know the difference between God speaking to me or it being in my head?
So that's another great question. It is easy to get confused on whether or not an answer is all in our heads or it's the real thing, right? So, and sometimes we might not like the answer that is true for us. Fear can keep us from wanting to or looking at our truth. Maybe it's too much of a risk to take a certain direction in life. And it'll help in these times to practice the centering, okay, and simply trust. Just because we're given an answer or direction in our lives doesn't mean we have to act on it immediately. We are allowed to take our time to think it through on taking action. And it'll help us to know that we can be gentle on ourselves and we will know when to act.
That's great. You know, you had said that we need to be more open. Like a great practice is learn to be more open and practice the centering. So how can we remain open to noticing these messages in our lives?
Yeah, so the centering method, meditation really does help. It allows us to remain calm and open our minds up to all the different possibilities of how messages can come our way. And then we just simply just look and listen. Look everywhere. Listen, really listen to people when they speak to you. There could be a hidden message there. If you feel a sort of tug or what I like to call it an intuitive hit, pay attention to that. That's a sure sign that there's a message there for you. You might see a bumper sticker or you might read something or see something on TV. When you experience more coincidences in life, that's a sure sign. I choose to believe that there are no coincidences. They are what's called synchronicities. And a sure sign, it's a message for you. So just pay attention to that.
That's great. You know, I know that, you know, I've been guilty of this. I'll say guilty. I don't like that word, but, you know, like I've done this before in my life where I get so busy and caught up with the business of life and everything that's going on around me, family stuff, work stuff, you know, just everything. So it's not easy to notice messages. So what can I do then?
Yeah, and this is so easy, isn't it, right? Life is busy. We get busy. We have many responsibilities, many things to take care of. It's so important at these times to remember to practice meditation so that we can remain open. We really must, you know, kind of, it's like retraining our brain to be still and to be quiet so that we can feel the messages. It's when we feel it is when we will know it. And again, that's our intuition and practicing on expanding our intuition and becoming more in tune with it. It's the feeling deep down inside, that peaceful, calm feeling when we are faced with a decision. Ask yourself which way to go. And when we feel that calm, peaceful, easy feeling, that's a sure sign to pay attention to that.
Yeah, I love that. You said peaceful, easy feeling, and I'm thinking of that song. I don't know who sings it or whatever, but that peaceful, easy feeling, and I love that. And that's true, because that's the feeling you want, right? It's like, hey, it's okay, and this is for me. This is that message. I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah. You know, and that's where the confidence comes from, too.
Right, right. We're listening, and we just know. There is that knowing that comes. You know, you mentioned meditation. I want to ask you, a lot of people have an aversion to meditation. They think, I don't have time to meditate. It's too busy. I can't get there. Sit down. My brain goes crazy. What do you have to say to them about meditation? Because I agree with you, it's important. But what can you do to help them maybe with a little bit with meditation?
You know, I've often been challenged with this as well. I think really what it comes down to, whether we call it meditation or just breathing, just focus on our breathing. You know, give yourself just a few minutes, a couple of times a day, and then see how you feel from that. Okay. And then, try to build up from that. But again, it's just focusing on the breathing. There's a lot of confusion out there with meditation, and it seems a little out of touch, but again, it's really just about the breath.
Yep, I agree. You know, so I know that you say that messages are coming all the time. We need to be open to receive the message. And can we actually ask for messages or ask for answers?
Yeah, absolutely. Always. You know, the law of attraction says dream it, believe it, ask for it, and it'll be yours. It'll manifest. God tells us, ask and you shall receive. It really can't get more simple than that. We can ask. We can come out and ask. And again, in the chapter in the book, I came to that point. I came to that point, and I was given a very clear answer. So absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I love that. So, now, the other part of that is, though, what if I ask for something, ask for a message, ask for an answer, and I don't like the answer that I get? Then what?
So this can be the hard part. Again, you know, fear can keep us disconnected, and sometimes we may not want to see our truth, and that's okay. If that's what, you know, we're experiencing, it's best to just let that feeling be, and it's important not to try to force anything. Be with the discomfort and ask God for some guidance on accepting what is best for us. We may not see right away that it's best, but if we're easy on ourselves and non-judgmental, then eventually, with the universe's help, you know, we can come to know what is best for us. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. Again, it does result in a very empowering feeling, and to have that self-confidence to know that to know that I'm on the right path and I'm living my truth and living authentically as I was meant to be. So very empowering.
Very empowering. I agree with you. This has been great because, you know, I love this topic. I love listening for messages. I love everything you've talked about. So I think it's been great. And I know that our listeners have enjoyed this too. And I hope that they'll open themselves up, do a little bit more meditating, and open themselves up to the answers. You know, Jen, I know that there are people on this call that might want to find out more information about you or be in touch with you. Can you please tell us how we can do that?
Sure, yeah. You can call me direct at, I'll give my phone number. It is 908-752-5287. I can also be found on Facebook at Jennifer Silva Coaching on Facebook.
Terrific. Well, as I said, this has been great. I love this information that you shared. It's, you know, for me, it feels comfortable, it feels easy, it feels hopeful. It feels like I don't have to do a lot of work for all this except to be open. And I think that our listeners will appreciate that a lot as they learn to do that more. And I'm so grateful that you decided to be a part of this project and share your story in the book, too, because, you know, I think it's going to be super valuable for so many people who read it. So I appreciate that very much, and thank you for sharing your lovely, beautiful energy with us, Jen.
Oh, you're welcome, Sue. Thank you. It's an honor to be part of this, you know, with the other authors and you. And it's what a gift all of these stories will be for everyone. So thank
you. Absolutely. Thank you. And listeners, thank you for being a part of this, too, because we know that in you sharing this, taking a part in this summit, reading the book, getting into this energy and empowering yourself, you're actually being a beautiful example of empowerment and showing other people how it can be done in their lives, too. So you're sharing this great energy with everybody else that you touch, that you work with, that you come in contact with, that you love. And so we appreciate you so much for that. So continue to listen to this summit. Get more great information from these incredible authors, these authors of the book, Empower Your Life, that will be launched on March 20th. So be sure to buy the book, Empower Your Life, on March 20th. Come to our website. We'll actually send you an email because you have signed up for this this summit. You'll get an email to purchase the book on launch day so we can remind you of that. And then you'll be able to receive lots of amazing gifts from our authors and partners as well in conjunction with your purchase of that book. So thank you so much. Continue to do what you're doing, all the great good that you're doing in the world, everyone, and feel empowered as you move through this day. Have a great day now.